Just as Lord Shri Krishna formerly performed the Rasa Leela dance and other pastimes at Vrindavan, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed uncommon pastimes moment after moment. Bhakta gane anubhave nahi jane ana Shri Bhagavata Shastra tahate pramana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing before the Ratha Yatra car could be perceived only by pure devotees. Others could not understand. Descriptions of Lord Krishna's uncommon dancing can be found in the revealed scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada explains this unusual pastimes of the Lord. He says, Lord Shri Krishna expanded himself into many forms while engaged in the Rasa Leela dance. And he also expanded himself when he married 16,000 wives in Dwaraka. The same process was adopted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he expanded himself into seven forms to dance in each and every group of the Sankirtan party. These expansions were appreciated by pure devotees, including King Prataparudra. Although for reasons of external formality, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to see King Prataparudra because he was a king, King Prataparudra became one of the Lord's most confidential devotees by the Lord's special mercy upon him. The king could see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simultaneously present in all seven groups. As confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, one cannot see the expansions of the transcendental forms of the Lord unless one is a pure devotee of the Lord. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in great jubilation. Maybe. Who is our master of ceremonies? Diramati. I believe it is Syama. Are you master of ceremony? But for now, yes. Please kindly tell them how much we welcome them, how much we love them, and how much we appreciate their sensitivity. Yes. Thus, so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in great jubilation and inundated all the people with waves of ecstatic love. Thus Lord Jagannath mounted his car, means he got on his car, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired all his devotees to dance in front of it. The Lord performed kirtan for some time and through his own endeavor inspired all the devotees to dance. When the Lord himself wanted to dance, all seven groups combined together. The Lord's devotees, including Srivas, Ramai, Raghu, Govinda, Mukunda, Haridas, Govinda Nandan, Madhava and Govinda, all combined together. These were the seven groups. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired to jump high while dancing, he placed these nine people in the charge of Swarup Damodar. In other words, Swarup Damodar became the kirtan leader of the whole kirtan. These devotees sang along with the Lord, and they also ran beside him. All the other groups of men also sang. Offering obeisances to the Lord with folded hands, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raised his face toward Jagannath and prayed as follows. Please repeat after me. Namo Brahmanya Devaya. Go Brahmanahitaya cha. Jagatitaya Krishnaya. Govindaya namo namah. Imagine Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tearful face looking directly at Jagannath and praying, "Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Krishna, who is the worshipable deity for all Brahminical men, who is the well-wisher of cows and brahmanas, and who is always benefiting the whole world. I offer my repeated obeisances to the personality of Godhead, known as Krishna and Govinda. Jayati Jayati Devo, Devaki Nandano So, Jayati Jayati Krishna, Vrishnu Vangsa Pradipaha, Jayati Jayati Mega, Syamalaha Komalango, Jayati Jayati Prithvi, Bharanasho Mukunda. All glories unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the Son of Devaki. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as the light of the dynasty of Vishnu. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose bodily luster is like that of a new cloud, and whose body is as soft as a lotus flower. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared on this planet to deliver the world from the burden of demons, and who can offer liberation to everyone. So Lord Chaitanya recited these verses from the scripture and again offered his obeisances. And all the devotees who were with him folded their hands and also offered obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high, roaring like thunder and moving in a circle like a wheel, he appeared like a circling firebrand. We had what was following. We were discussing how there were three rings, protective rings, about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One might ask himself the question, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement was so much centered around chanting and also dancing, what really is behind this chanting and dancing? This, I feel, is a very important question for devotees of Krishna to understand. What really is the concept behind it? You know, when we dance and chant in this world, it's a... I know of folklore dances coming from Banja Luka. I've heard them in our concerts with Nityananda. I know the Macedonian folk music a little bit. We also had this in our on our stage and in our music. The concept behind this music, ancient music which many people would participate, would really always be to express joy, mostly. What is the concept or the idea of Mahaprabhu's chanting and dancing? What is behind this? There is a very nice explanation which I read today and which I want to share with you. There's something very esoteric or mystical behind it. Mahaprabhu actually was, in the history of mankind, the first incarnation of Godhead who appeared to give or to propagate a special type of love. And he had received this concept or this idea from Srila Madhavendra Puri. See, there were great, great person devotees in the world. Maybe first and foremost Prahlad Maharaj. But they would talk about love to God, of Godhead, in a very, let me say, formal way. The way maybe a son expresses love towards his father, or a servant expresses love towards his master. Madhavendra Puri, on his deathbed, expressed another type, a more intense type, a more close type. On his deathbed, he remembered how Krishna left the gopis of Vrindavan to go to Mathura and later to Dwaraka, and how Srimati Radharani responded to Krishna's journey. She said this verse, a verse, and Madhavendra Puri quoted this particular verse, which is really expressing the love which Radha bears for Krishna. But it is also a love by which the devotee can obtain Krishna and make Krishna appear. It's a very secret verse. It starts like this. Aidina dayatra natahe maturanata kadavalokshase. It's a verse which expresses deep feelings of loving separation to Lord Krishna. The verse says, "Oh my Lord, you are now have now left us and gone to Mathura. But please tell me one thing. How will I spend my days now without you? How will I actually live? And what will cure my heart? Please give an answer to these questions. What to do in your absence?" So this verse was not understood by all the disciples of Madhavendra Puri, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master, Ishvara Puri, who is a disciple of this great soul, Madhavendra Puri, understood this verse, and he delivered this message to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who purposefully took initiation from Ishvara Puri, the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's working in or preaching in this world, he really lived this verse. It's a verse where a devotee does not say, "I have met you," but he says to the Lord, I'm longing for you. I'm wishing to meet you." And this is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spirituality, to express a deep desire, the desire of our heart, which is only satisfied when we finally meet God. "I want to meet you. I want to see you. I want to really be your servant." And this is a seed verse for the Chaitanya Bhakti. It's really the theological foundation of Chaitanya Bhakti. It expresses the intense longing in a very close rasa, the Madhurya rasa, for Lord Krishna. It's a very deep subject matter, but I wanted to say that behind Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing is only an expression of this mood. "My dear Lord, I want to meet you." Now when Krishna hears his devotee formulating this request, "My dear Lord, I want to meet you. I am now separated, but I want to meet you," then he comes running from the spiritual world into the life of the devotee. And this Chaitanya Bhakti is expressed in the chanting and the dancing of Mahaprabhu. And this is a very satisfying mood. So I wanted to just say this, because sometimes people think this chanting and dancing, why so much stress on chanting and dancing? It's the song of love and the dance of love which was brought by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into this world. What is a better way to spend life in the prison than to sing and to dance? Do you agree? We are now in this prison, but let's not get mental about it. We are in the circle of birth and death. Let's not get mental about it. We will sing and dance. Hare Krishna. Find this very nice. So, Hare Krishna.